Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A lot going on today here on the Drive trade deadline. Texans didn't make a move, but a lot of teams around the NFL bolstered their rosters. We'll tell you about that a little bit more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, your chance in that 5 o'clock hour to win a pair of tickets, front row seats in the bullpen for Sunday's game against Jacksonville. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, so your chance to win those. Before we get to the tape drop, Clint, wanted to throw this out there. According to Chandler Rome, the Astros have placed outfielder Chaz McCormick on outright waivers. Sources tell The Athletic, along with John Rooney, Kennedy Corona, Luis Garcia, and Pedro Leon.
Well, that don't leave much room for interpretation. Outright waivers, I'm guessing that means your ass got to go.
Yeah, damn, Luis. And they used your ass up.
How about Pedro Leon?
We lost white boy Chaz. Can we talk about what we're really feeling?
We've been hearing about
that shouldn't shock anybody. They've been disrespecting white boy Chaz for 2-3 years now.
Damn it. I almost feel like they want to take turns to be able to deliver the news. They didn't want to just do it in a tweet. But like somebody wanted to make an announcement.
Damn.
I'll take this one. I'll take it from here.
You think Chaz lands somewhere?
Yes, and I think Chaz is going to be good. Like a good player for, not like great, but I think he is going to be a productive major league player. He had to get out of here. He had to get out of here. Maybe go back home. Bucks County. Get to Philadelphia. Go back home.
Where the pudding flows.
He'll probably be a Mariner. Watch, I think he'll be a product. He just had to get out of here.
As many guys played outfield for the Houston Astros.
Many of us can relate. You feel like you put a good product out there and the key people still don't believe in you. And now it takes your play right down to the drain. And now, hell, you don't believe in yourself. Like, I think at some point, Chaz got to. Damn, I'm this bad. That Jake Myers thing, that was a gut punch. He's never recovered from that.
Well, he went beyond Jake this year. What was the other boy's
Jake,
name?
Jake was the start. That was it.
What was old buddy's name this year that they trotted out there? That sucker bat.
His 097 friend, Jacob Melton.
Melton, yeah. That left-handed bat, you had to get up there against the right-handed pitcher. You just had to do it, man. Yeah, that guy. No. What did he end up hitting? Did he end up hitting over 100?
I don't know. He was probably, if he wasn't over it, he was.
And don't include Sugarland, Tyler.
He was knocking at the heels of Chaz because Chaz had not put himself in a situation to.
Melton hit 157.
On a year?
Yep.
Chaz had to have been thinking, what?
You sure you're looking at the year, not something else?
Yeah, 2025, 157 batting average and 234 on base percentage.
Sorry, Chaz, man. I enjoyed you. I'm with you, Chaz. I don't know how that Philadelphia World Series, when you became a hero, that you didn't walk right out and have that job. You're on the bench like David Hensley.
Lohan Henley.
Still come at me about white boy Chaz.
Who's no longer on the team. I don't know how. He's been broke since then.
We did our part. We tried to send this man pudding.
We are, man. We tried to send the pudding. And I would just like to have this message to Chaz. Right now, I'm just in so much pain. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount. It's streaming November 16th on Paramount. It's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton, who, by the way, was born to play this role. Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. All right, let's get a little tape drop Tuesday, all right, man. I know you watched it, and I've just felt the whole way. God, man, when he gets a hold of this tape, it's going to be worse than even he imagined when he watched it live, especially from an offensive perspective. That second half, all of that, I would imagine I would guess it was worse than what you initially thought it would be.
Well, no, look, there's no sugarcoating it. It was not good, but you want to know how you lose to a team when you've got that throws up 15 points and just drops back and takes shots all day. I guess they scored 18. Takes shots all day, and you defend most of them pretty well. You want to know how you lose that game is you miss opportunities to throw touchdowns yourself. You get down inside the 5-yard line and mess the bed, pee down your leg, right? And this, here's the deal. Anybody out there that wants to criticize the Texans' offensive line, I think you're wrong. I think you're missing the point on this one.
So you saw better from the offensive line. Watch.
I saw significantly better than what I thought I was going to see from the offensive line. Now, look, the plays inside the 5-yard line where they're getting stuffed, there ain't no way to sugarcoat that. That wasn't pretty, right? But you can't go out and pick up a bunch of guys that nobody else wants and plug them in there and all of a sudden think you're going to go move the line of scrimmage against one of the best defensive lines in football. Right, I mean that's D'Amico Ryans, that's Nick Cayley. That ain't on the offensive line, man. And there's times when the offensive line does their part, and the tight end or a tackle on the outside lets an unblocked guy come right. Really, probably by scheme, an unblocked guy come around and grab the running back by his leg. So it's not even on the O line. So the O line played well enough to win that game, and that was, I think, obvious throughout. To not. And they gave up 4 sacks, and I the majority of them were – the majority of them were the quarterback could have got rid of the football, held it a little bit too long, and ended up getting sacked. Kind of pocket collapsed on them a couple times. Wasn't pretty. Still the offensive line's problem. But all things considered, this offensive line played well enough to win that game.
Well, that's good to hear.
The other thing is – this isn't a Davis Mills problem. C.J. Stroud, when he was in the game, did the very similar things to what we watched Davis Mills do, which was have a very quick internal clock, miss a couple of throws that would have changed the game, and other than that, played pretty well. C.J. Stroud missed Woody Marks when he ended up scrambling down to the 2-yard line. Woody Marks, great draw up by Nick Cayley. Woody Marks is open for a touchdown. They split the safety and the corner with the wide receivers, and Woody Marks runs a little vertical route right there. The last 8 yards of the end zone, it's not quite a throw in the ocean, but it's a throw CJ makes in his sleep. CJ was looking at him and didn't even throw it. Don't know why. Don't know what he's being coached to do, but I'm telling you, it was there. It was a shot. It was drawn up. Woody Marks up the seam. I don't know why he didn't throw it. Left points on the board right there. Left points on the field right there. All right, the tight end on a speed cut out route, the play before the scramble when he injured himself, he's got the tight end on a speed cut out route that's wide open, and he doesn't throw it, right? Several guys open on the scramble when he scrambled and got the injury. Several guys open quick, and right now he could have got that ball out, no problem. And again, I'm not pinpointing these things to say that CJ should have or could have or done this or that. I'm just simply saying that these same problems that we're now going to hit Davis Mills with, the internal clock was sped up.
You saw it from 7-2. Right?
You saw it from 7-2. You just saw it for one quarter out of seven, and you saw it for three quarters out of Davis Mills. I think CJ wish he had that Woody Marks, you know, throwback. That's a touchdown 10 out of 10 times if he lets the ball go. Just like I think Davis Mills wishes he had that third and 15 shot to Christian Kirk down the middle of the field back. I think he wishes he had that one back, no doubt about it. And so, you know, watching the film, there were points that were left on the board. Nick Caley that were left on the field. Nick Caley was better and drew up some things that were better than I thought. Is it still is it great? No. Am I disappointed in Nick Caley? Yes. Is Nick Caley leaving a lot to be desired? Absolutely. I'm not backpedaling on any of that. But to be clear, there were things that were drawn up and guys that were open that we just didn't get the football to them. And I'm not even talking about the progression stuff. I'm talking about if Woody Marks is running a seam in the red zone, I'm going to bet 10 out of 10 times he's number one in that read. I don't know how he didn't get.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Get the ball. I don't know what we're looking at. Yeah. Right? The Christian Kirk thing is just a flat-out miss by Davis Mills. I mean, those two plays alone changed that game significantly. Right? I mean, those were blocked up good. The call is there. The quarterback had time. What the hell is the problem? Right? Dalton Schultz over the middle of the field on one of the field goal drives on a third down. The internal clock, he let the ball go just a little bit too quick. If he'd hit him in the chest with that instead of hit him in the top, like the forehead area, it would have been a completion. Davis Mills missed that one. Would have changed the game significantly. So this was not a Davis got in the game and did some things, missed some things because he's a backup quarterback. This isn't a Davis got in the game and did some things that you didn't see CJ do because he didn't have reps. The reality of it is, Davis Mills, all things considered, you're playing against the best defense in football. You got no reps all week long. In fact, D'Amico said today that he and Graham Mertz have been splitting reps versus all the scout team reps. So he's getting fewer reps than you thought. And you go out there, and I'm talking about he made some throws. He made some throws, did some good things. And when you look at the third down situation, which everybody's talking about, this was a perfect storm, which the Texans have had multiple times on Sunday afternoon, right? Perfect storm of one drive, it's penalties. One drive, it's sacks and tackles for losses. One drive, hey, the quarterback did work the wrong side of the field. Should have worked the left side of the field, had Nico open on one of them.
Some way they're behind the chains.
Somehow, some way you're behind the chains.
Really, they started early. Their first two third downs were third and eights.
Yeah.
That CJ were able to convert. I mean, that can't be a recipe for success the rest of the
year. Well, you look like Davis did crazy, but Davis – you know, like the first three of the first four drives he was in the game, I think it was, I think three of the first four. It was like the rest of the second quarter, he played well. And then into the third quarter, one of those drives started out. It was a longer drive that ended in a field goal. He's doing some really good things, man. A throw over the middle to Nico Collins, where Nico looked like he got his bell rung a little bit, but that throw was great. The throw to the sideline to Xavier Hutchinson was good. You know, there's several throws. The throw down the sideline to Nico Collins, yeah, the go route was really good. I mean, he did some really good things, all things considered. It's just like when you need a first down, like five straight drives, Ron, it was something. And again, the quarterback's not void of blame, but it was something to where you're just like the play caller would get in the way of himself. The run would get stuffed by an unblocked player from, it seemed like it came from 15 yards away and stop the guy for a 2 yard loss. The pocket would collapse and there was a sack. There would be a throw on third and four. The ball was caught 2 yards, and so now you're fourth and two. What do you do? So, you know, it was one thing or the other. It wasn't just the Davis Mills sucked and couldn't convert third downs.
It was more than that. Yeah.
It was a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what the season's been like on the offense.
That's fair.
A little bit of everything.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.